Over one or the other.
Okay. Talking about the word chew, you said that food is hard to chew. Okay, and yesterday I chewed
hard to try to get it down.
Okay, and it had been chewed before it was swallowed.
Yeah, before it swallowed.
You mentioned cornmeal mush a minute ago. How do you prepare cornmeal mush?
I think cornmeal mush is just merely mixing hot water with cornmeal with possibly a little seasoning or something in it and cooking it like you would cream of wheat.
If you were having dinner without any meat at all and you had green beans and corn and tomatoes and that sort of thing, you might say
we're just vegetable dinner.
Okay. And if you grew these yourself, you might say these vegetables
came out of our own garden.
Okay. What about, what is hominy?
Hominy is grains of corn that have been preserved or prepared, made soft.
Okay. Are you familiar with ground hominy?
Ground hominy. It's rarely ever used. Mostly all hominy is in the full grain. Mm-hmm. I imagine you can buy it.
What about the white, I guess it's a vegetable, kind of pasty vegetable that they eat so much of in China with chopsticks?
Let's see, that's rice.
Okay. What about terms that you might hear for cheap whiskey?
Sometimes they speak of it as white lightning. Sometimes it's rot gut, moonshine.
Okay. Okay, if you wanted somebody to smell something, you might hold it up to them and say, just
smell this.
Okay.
See what you think.
If you're talking about molasses, if you were going to tell somebody that the molasses was thick, you would say, This molasses is thick. Okay. What do you put over pancakes in the morning when you eat them?
Syrup.
Okay. If something is the real thing, you might say this is
the real McCoy.
Okay, or this is genuine?
This is genuine. Okay. The real genuine thing.
If you were going to buy a whole lot of something, you might get a discount because you were buying in
large quantities.
Or what? Would you say bulk?
Buying in bulk.
Okay. What about the sweet stuff that's made out of grapes and apples or something like that you spread on toast?
Marmalade, usually.
Okay. You ever hear the term jelly?
Jelly or marmalade.
Okay. What about the two things that you have on your table that you shake and season?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. If you were going to ask somebody to give you an apple, you would just say,
give me an apple, please.
Okay. And if somebody asked you, which boys? Those boys? And you might say, no.
No, not those boys, but the other boys.
Okay. If you were going to say something is... Would you say something is over there? Would you use the term over there?
Yeah, it's in that direction.
Yeah, would you just say over there?
Yeah, it's over there on that side.
Okay. Would it be any difference if it was a long way or a short way? If it were a long way off, would you say it's over there?
Well, no. If it were a long way off, over there usually is considered close by. You might say it's in that field, the second field over there.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, over there usually is considered close by.
I see. You might say to somebody, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. When you fail to hear somebody clearly, you might say, would you say?
I didn't speak up.